Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and we're hearing some music from Haley Bonner's latest album. It's called Last War. The acclaimed singer-songwriter grew up in Rapid City. She played open mics as a teenager there and recorded her first album at the age of 17. After high school, she moved to Duluth, befriended Alan Sparhawk of the band Low, who helped her reach a national audience, and she's released about a half dozen albums since then, and her latest, Last War, came out just last week. It's filled with catchy, memorable songs that are often bright and breezy on the surface, but are filled with sincere, unguarded lyrics revealing some rather complex emotions. Haley Bonner joins us on the line. And Haley, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, some albums, it seems, go on too long and wear out their welcome, but your new album, Last War, rather short record, 9 songs, but all of them are just fantastic, and I was left wanting more. I'm wondering if there was any temptation to make a longer album, or if you just had a solid set of songs and stuck with those.
Actually, the record was only supposed to be 8 tracks, and so it was even shorter than it is. But the distributors told us that we needed to have at least 30 minutes or it would not be considered an LP. So we actually added the song Woke Up in My Future, which we had just recorded at Dave Grohl's studio for a different project. Kind of at the last minute, and that brings it to 31 minutes, which is, I think, just the right amount of time. Because, you know, like you said, you know, sometimes the albums wear out their welcome, and I don't know, I just didn't want there to be any fillers on this one, so.
Are these songs, at least maybe the first 8, are they thematically connected in any way? Is there a certain theme running through Last War?
Yeah, I think, you know, all of the songs are connected, basically, you know, because of what was going on in my life when I was doing most of the writing. I had, you know, just had Clementine, I believe, the last time I spoke with you was right when Golder had come out, and I had just found out I was pregnant, so I probably didn't say anything to you on the air, but and since then, I had Clementine, and you know, her dad and I are not together, and there was just a lot of stuff, a lot growing up I needed to do, and you know, it's obviously becoming a parent is a huge life changing thing for everybody, and I'm no different, and so I just decided to write about my experiences with that, and you know, dealing with leaving a part of my younger self behind and kind of heading toward the future.
Now, as I mentioned, the songs, particularly the one we opened up with, you know, have a certain poppy, bright, and breezy sound to them musically, but underneath there is that sort of dark, complex, emotional things that you're dealing with, almost a certain... it kind of makes things somewhat ambiguous and mm-hmm. creates a certain element of mystery to them. Is that something that that you're trying to do, or is that just what happens when, you know, when you're making your music?
You know, the production style on this record was, I think, just a natural progression from my last couple of projects, and you know, because I've been playing with my other band, Grandma's Boyfriend, a little more synthy and kind of has more of a punk feel to it. You know, it just sort of, the tones kind of figured themselves out. But I do like to, I like to be ambiguous. I like a lot of duality in my songwriting. Not because I want to confuse people, but because I think, you know, I like to write enough about myself so that you can feel it, but not enough that you actually know where I'm coming from, so that it sort of leaves the gates open for you to interpret it and, you know, for people to relate their own experiences to it. So
One of the songs on Last War is called Heaven's Made for Two, and if you're just to read the title, you think that maybe it was a simple, breezy, happy love song. But again, as you were talking about earlier, this is more about a relationship that's falling apart?
Yes. Yeah, that song, you know, when I wrote it, I was imagining, you know, just like the struggles of parenthood, and I think there's not a parent in the whole world that doesn't have a fantasy of, you know, sometimes just like picking up and leaving the house and saying, see you later, figure it out. And so, you know, even though that is obviously that happens and that's a dark thing, the way that I wrote about it was I wanted to keep that kind of fantastical sense about it. You know, just sort of like this woman is leaving her kid, leaving her family, like, yeah, send me pictures of the kids when they're older. I'm going to Mexico. I'm going to drink Coke all day and, you know, get a tan. And it's kind of funny to me. But yeah, the bottom line, I think, is that, you know, it's nothing is ever simple. And so Heaven's Made for Two, yeah, can be construed as like a love song, but it's definitely more of an anti-love song.
Well, we've got a little bit of that queued up. Let's listen to a little bit of Hayley Bonner's Heaven's Made for Two. That's music of Hayley Bonner, Heaven's Made for Two, one of the tracks on her brand new CD, Last War, which just came out last week. And Hayley Bonner, what does it feel like when you've got a new record out that it's finished and it's out there and people can finally hear it? And this is what, like your fifth or sixth release?
Yeah, it's the sixth one. It's a great feeling. I've definitely been, I don't know, the build-up to releasing a record, it seems like it's forever, you know, because when you record it, I mean, I recorded this last February, and in my mind, it's basically been, it's been finished for over a year. And so, you know, because it takes so much work to get everything in order and to release it with the label and the publicist and all that stuff from touring. And, you know, when it finally comes out, it's almost just like,
it feels, it's just a relief.
Like a release. Yeah, it is. It is a release, like a physical release. Like I was after our, release show in Minneapolis last week, I like slept for the whole weekend after, you know, I was just like so exhausted. And, because it's a lot. It's a lot of little things going into it. But I'm so happy that it's finally out.
Do you find the Twin Cities to be a really nurturing or a beneficial or supportive place to be a musician?
Yeah, it really is. You know, the community here is great. There's all kinds of music, and I think that the radio stations here, in particular the Current, they've really kind of glued that community together even more, and brought a lot more awareness to local music to people that may have not heard it before. So, yeah, I think it's great. I feel really blessed to live here and to be a part of this community and to have access to so many incredible musicians.
Do you feel like there's still part of South Dakota in you?
Oh, of course. I do. I still get, like, people asking me where I'm from because of the way I talk. Because I don't think I do. Maybe you think I do. But I don't think I have the Minnesota accent. Oh, yeah, you know, and people really do talk like that here, and I think it's charming and sweet and whatever, but, yeah, people are often asking me if I'm, like, from the South. I'm like, South Dakota.
South Dakota, yeah.
South Dakota is right. So, no, I'm so forever attached to the Black Hills. That's where I grew up. That's where I formed my, who I am, and I go back there every year and visit my parents. And I was actually just out there a few weeks ago, took my daughter, and it's a lovely place.
Well, you have some upcoming tour dates, including the cities and Duluth. I think you're in Chicago tomorrow. Any chances that we'll get to hear you perform here in South Dakota?
Well, I hope so. We're doing some shows. We're going to do the East Coast, and then we're probably going to pick it up again in the fall and head out west, and I will make a point of making sure we have a South Dakota date on the way out there.
And by then, you mentioned, you know, these songs are already old to you, but still enjoy playing these new songs and then maybe some other ones that you're working on at the moment?
Yeah, I haven't even really thought about what I'm going to do next, so I'm cool with playing these songs for a while.
All right. Well, Haley, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday. Congratulations on what I think is a really a wonderful new album.
Thank you so much for having me.